All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Watching the Dodgers take on the Padres, and they just scored two runs in the top of the seventh to take a 3-1 lead over San Diego. So that's good news for the Dodgers. And don't forget, at 10 o'clock tonight, Linda Salvin's coming in. And then right after the news with Gina, we are going to talk to Doug O'Neill, who's a great trainer, thoroughbred trainer, at Santa Anita and Del Mar and Hollywood Park, the whole circuit, Pomona Fairgrounds. And he'll tell us who's going to win the Derby, maybe. Maybe make some money on that. All right, now with the news, everybody, Gina Grad.
Now, from the 97.1 newsroom.
I wonder what Tim's going to look like now that he's had this nipple reshaping surgery.
Here's Gina Grad with the news.
How dare you out me on that?
All right. Really curious.
All right, Gina, what's happening in the news?
Oh, there's so much going on. Well, first and foremost, you like Al Pacino, right?
Love Al Pacino.
Thought we'd lead with this because I thought you were a fan.
Big fan.
Well, Al Pacino might be the new Rumba King.
Is that right?
Yeah, the 67-year-old actor who plays the nefarious casino owner Willie Blank in Ocean's 13 admitted he would not rule out appearing on the ABC reality show Dancing with the Stars.
Whoa.
So, you know, there you go. When asked if he would ever consider doing the show, this was his response.
All right, Al Pacino's going to be Dancing with the Stars.
You know, my friend George Hamilton did it, and George was terrific, and he enjoyed it, and you know, if I need to lose a few pounds, maybe I'll try it.
Jesus. How about the Dancing with the EMT? Or ENT, I believe. Holy Christ, that voice doesn't sound good.
Yeah, I don't know how far he'd make it, but he seemed like it was a possibility.
Jesus
People
Christ.
Would tune in for that. Would you tune in to see Al Pacino do the Paso Doble?
No.
No.
I don't watch Dancing with the Stars. My wife tapes it, so I watch Corolla while he's on it, but it the show has very little for me. I'll be honest with you. After the Adam Carolla experience or experiment is over, I'm done.
So you didn't tune in to see Penn Jillette do the Foxtrot?
No. I can't stand dancing. I've danced twice in my life, or twice with my wife. Once when we were really buzzed and bombed in Orange County, and then at our wedding. And that's it. She loves dancing.
Are you including slow dancing, or was this your like white guy fast dancing?
I don't remember what it was. I was really effed up. But I don't like to dance. I don't feel it's uncomfortable. I don't like to watch it. I don't like to do it. I just don't like it. It's odd.
All right.
And when guys are good at it, I feel that's weird too. But listen to his voice. What's going on?
You know, my friend George Hamilton did it, and George was terrific, and he enjoyed it. And you know, if I need to lose a few pounds, maybe I'll try it.
All right.
Sounds like he's on a respirator.
Now he's a legitimate star. You know, I would recognize that, too. All right, anything else in the news, Gina?
Yeah, well, failure to address global warming will have us all dead or eating each other by mid-century.
Good.
Yeah, that's what Ted Turner says. Right. The restaurateur, environmentalist, and former media mogul, whose controversial comments have earned him the nickname the Mouth of the South, said this.
Right.
The CNN founder also thinks that his old network has veered too far away from serious news, instead favoring lighter stories delivered by attractive female, quote-unquote, chickies. And here is some audio of Mr. Turney expounding on this theory of warming.
All right, here we go. Global warming, everybody.
Doing it will be catastrophic. We'll have 8 degrees. We'll be 8 degrees hotter in 30 or 40 years. And basically, none of the crops will grow. Most of the people will have died, and the rest of us will be cannibals. Civilization will have broken down. What the few people that are left will be living in a failed state like Somalia or Sudan. And living conditions will be intolerable.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I wonder why CNN got rid of him. That's what used to be on CNN all the time, that kind of negative crap. And,
right.
And that doesn't sell. So once Ted left, the ratings actually increased at CNN. But I don't know if anyone has told Ted this, but there hasn't been any increase in temperature since 1998.
Oh, he begged to differ.
Yeah, well, the scientists, unlike people who marry Jane Fonda and think that's a good idea, the scientists disagree with Mr. Turner, the guys who actually study the atmosphere and read the books and, you know, and read the temperatures from around the world.
So what you're saying essentially is there's a little wiggle room in his theory.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And if you worry about global warming and you worry about mass starvation, you're going to worry yourself into cancer, and you're going to die early. So that is your alternative. You can do whatever you want. You can worry about it. You can get yourself a Prius. You can shut off all the lights. You can recycle everything, and you're all going down with this. Because you individuals have no power to stop this, all right, if it's happening. I don't believe it's happening. And there hasn't been a one-degree increase on the planet since 1998. Now, here's the difference. Now, here's what you should do if you really think that 1 degree is a lot, too. Most cars have, like, digital air conditioning and heater, right?
Right.
And one side, and sometimes there's dual, right? The passenger side could be 78.
Their own control.
Yeah, yeah. And the driver and the passenger could be 78, and the driver's side could be, you know, 85, whatever. Put one on 71 and the other one on 70 and try to figure out which is which.
Who needs an extra sweater?
It's 1 degree. All right, Ted Turner, the world is ending. Good for him. All right, anything else in the news, Jim?
Yes, well, today marks the 40th anniversary of the day Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated. Many leaders had some profound words to say about the late Reverend, and presidential hopeful Hillary Clinton was no exception. Here she is at a press conference on Fox News recounting her own tales of tribulation during the civil rights movement.
Oh, Bobo. I feel tears coming.
Oh, Bobo.
All right, here we go.
And I remember hearing about it and just feeling such despair. I walked into my dorm room and took my book bag and hurled it across the room.
Oh, God. Was she under sniper fire at the time? Were the Bosnians shooting at her? Jesus Christ. This is a sensational woman. I really hope that she becomes president. Oh, it is entertaining.
It gets better.
All right, here we go.
I walked into my dorm room and took my book bag and hurled it across the room.
Probably because that's the first time she caught Bill cheating on her in that dorm room. Long pause.
It felt like everything had been shattered. Like we would never be able to put the pieces together again.
Oh, please, sweetheart. It's... I don't know where to start with this woman. She and Bill have released their tax returns, and since Bill was president, they've made $109 million.
Oh, right. Mazel tov.
So that's $15 million a year. It's more than $1 million a month since he was president. How pissed off is Bill Clinton where he has $109 million and he's still yelling at reporters? He has $109 million and he still gets crazy with people.
Yeah.
Money can't buy you happiness.
That means something's going on at home.
Yeah. He's trying to get her to become president so he doesn't have to see her much anymore. Because, you know, when she travels to China, when she goes to Europe, when she goes to Africa for the AIDS and the food and all that, he can be at home hitting it.
Yeah.
You know?
Hitting it and quitting it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he wants to get her the job, and it's not going that well.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else in the news, Jim?
Well, I thought we'd end on a real high note, a personal high note, if I might.
Perfect.
Anyone born between the years of roughly 1977 and 1985, we'll say, will no doubt be very excited about this late-breaking story. It seems that the Boston-based 90s boy band New Kids on the Block will be reuniting.
Wow.
Oh, I'm so excited.
That's fantastic.
Sorry, I'm trying to stay impartial.
Yeah.
For a limited tour this year, and here is some audio of singer-actor Donnie Wahlberg explaining why now seem like the perfect time to do this. Not a moment too soon.
All right, Ernie has an opinion on this. Ernie Anderson's opinion. What's your opinion about the New Kids getting back together?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I'm with you, dude. All right, New Kids on the Block getting back together.
What's you guys back?
We actually started recording in August, and really it was music that brought us back. And we really weren't going to announce this yet. But a story leaked on People.com a few months
ago. Was he doing this in front of a high school that was on fire?
I think the girls are just really excited.
There's not a school on fire.
No, not at all.
And he's doing the interview on the front steps.
No.
All right.
Recording in August. And really it was music that brought us back. And we really weren't going to announce this yet. But a story leaked on People.com a few months ago. And our website got over 1 million hits. And rather than wait and release music in May and an album in the summer, we said, you know what? The fans started to, they got really excited, but then they got a little unsure, and we said, you know, we better come out and let them know that it is official. So
what can we expect from the New Kids this time around?
Three things. The economy, healthcare, and job security.
Do you still have some of the moves?
We get the point.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. You're right, Ernie. It just doesn't matter. I guess New Kids are getting back together, and that's fine. But who still has that kind of excitement to see this crew? You do? You be yelling like that?
That was my first concert.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So would you be yelling like that in the background?
Like my junior high was on fire. Let's put it this way. You give me the dat that night, and we'll have some great audio the next
day. All right. Can you sing any of the New Kids songs?
Yeah,
What do you got? Hit me one more.
That was Britney Spears.
No, I don't know.
How about, you're my popsicle from the very first time I met you, girl. I think you melted me, maybe.
Jesus Christ. All right. How about The Right Stuff? Wasn't that one of theirs?
Oh, that was the song.
The Right Stuff.
There you go.
And how does that go?
Tim.
You don't even know, do you?
I know you know.
No, I don't. I know. Oh, yeah. Okay, right. All right. All right. New Kids. I guess they're going to be in L.A., right? You're going to go see it?
I'm sure. I'll let it go.
All right. Gina Grad.
I know.
Another disappointment in Gina's past. All right. Anything else in the news?
That's what's happening.
That's it. The news with Gina, everybody. Have a nice week.
The news with Gina Grad.
You know what? They're not half bad.
Give us 8.5 minutes, and we'll give you, well, that.
All right, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Coming into the studio right now is one of the world's greatest trainers, Doug O'Neill. Nice to see you, dude.
Hey, Tim, how you doing?
Look at
man?
You, man. How you been?
Great, really.
Let's
good.
Shake
thank
that
you.
Big hand of yours.
Yes, big pause.
All right. Hey, so the Derby is tomorrow, the Santa Anita Derby, and you got yourself one horse or two horses in it?
We got one horse in there, a horse named Meeting with Destiny.
Meeting with Destiny. Yep. All right. And is it going to meet with Destiny, or is it going to meet with excuses?
No, we're looking at lighting up the tote board at a good price. He's 30-1 morning line, and he's going to come flying from behind, and I think he's got a big, big chance.
All right. He's going to be 30-1 in the morning. And he may go off at 50-1, 60-1?
He could be. He's a long-shot player's dream.
All right. And what's the big I think it's a $750,000 added, right?
$750,000. It's a grade one. Anyone who's finishes first, second, or third is definitely going to be talked about as a Kentucky Derby type of horse.
Right. Except for yours.
Well, no. We're already talking about the Kentucky Derby, and we haven't even run in the San Diego Derby. But
now, where is this horse from? Is this a California-bred horse?
He's actually a horse that was bought out of Kentucky.
Yeah.
And actually a guy named Bob Feld, who leads the syndicate of owners, selected him. And he's a big, beautiful, actually he's a gelding now, no longer
Uh-oh.
Can reproduce. But
bad vibes.
Well, it's actually helped him a lot. He's always shown a lot of ability, but...
helped you a lot, not him.
He's singing a higher note now, but he's running... running well and a lot better since he's been castrated.
Do the geldings have a tendency to get bored?
Nah, they tend to just apply themselves more, and I think the colts tend to be a little bit more frustrated.
Oh, I see. Okay, because they can't get things going, right?
Yeah, they get, all the scents are around, and they know what they want to do, but they can't do it.
Right, and they can't do it.
Yep.
Now, when a horse is a gelding, can they still perform the act? They just don't... because I know when a guy gets the surgery, he can still,
I think for us, so the surgery, they don't actually take off the equipment.
They actually take off his...
the testicles.
Oh, bubble.
Yeah, holy mackerel. Yeah.
And do the owners keep them?
You could.
You could.
Yeah, if you were extremely sick and liked huevos, you could.
It might be interesting to keep them and frame them and to sell them on eBay. If that horse becomes a Kentucky Derby winner... You know, you can sell them as a pair or, you know, individually and make some dough.
Yeah. You got Barry Bonds, his home balls. Run ball, or you got Meeting with Destiny's balls.
All right, gang. If you have a question for one of the world's greatest trainers, everybody, Doug O'Neill is with us, and he trains out at Santa Anita, at Del Mar, Hollywood Park, and also Pomona Fairgrounds. And, I see him at the Mark Verge out there, too. Look at that, man.
He's actually got a horse in tomorrow.
Yeah, that guy has given me the worst tips on the planet.
He's consistent, though. Yeah, you gotta
admit
that.
Here he is, a friend of mine, Mark Verge, who is the world's worst guy when it comes to tips, man. And you know what he does? Mark Verge, nice to see you, and he owns WestsideRentals.com out there.
What a company!
And I've known this guy for a while, and he's a degenerate like I am, like you are, like, you know, all three of us are. And, three guys out there, at least you're making money at the track every time you go, Doug, because you train horses. But Mark will call me up and he goes, dude, I got something in the eighth that's a lock. And so I'll go, I'll grab my daughter, we'll go to Santa Anita, and we'll bet it. And that horse that you gave me last time came in second to last, I believe.
Shediac, Doug. Thanks
yeah,
a lot.
Oh, Shediac. came in second to last.
Yeah.
And so I thought, and you know what? And then he calls me up like 2 days later with another tip, as if he never gave me that one. You know, there's no apologies or anything. It's like, no, dude, I got another one for you. This one's going to be even better.
It's only going to get better.
Good
yeah.
news. Good news.
I did hear, I was talking to Frankie Renzulli out in the valley today, and he told me a funny joke. And you'd think that I've heard most of the, like, the, you know, the jokes at a track, you know, and I had never heard this one. Maybe you had. But a guy was complaining that he lost $200 to $200 on a horse, and he says, "Yeah, I bet on a horse that went off at 20 to 1." He goes, well, "What happened? What place did it came in?" He goes, "Well, it finished at 20 after 1."
Jesus,
you ever heard that before?
I like that one.
That's actually excellent, dude. All right, if you have a question for Doug O'Neill, again, a great trainer, and he will be out there tomorrow at Santa Anita. And I got a call from, I believe, Kathy at the Turf Club. And she set us up with a box, so we're going out there tomorrow.
Wow.
Yeah,
love
a bunch of the fellas.
Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah, serious, Dougie. All right, here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. That's 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. Doug O'Neill from Santa Anita and Mark Verge join us. We're going to try to figure out the Santa Anita Derby tomorrow. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
The Tim Conway Jr. Show, starring Tim Conway Jr.
Look at you.
On 97.1 SoCal's FM talk station.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. A couple of guys from Total Degenerates join us from the racetrack. Doug O'Neill and also Mike Verge. Doug
O'Neill. Thank you, Mike. I changed my name.
Yeah, or Mark Verge.
Whatever.
Mark Verge and
thanks,
Doug O'Neill.
By a vowel.
And they'll be out tomorrow at Santa Anita for the big derby. And the gates open probably what, around 10, 9:30, 10 o'clock?
First post at 12. Actually, if you're up for it, they're having a 5K at 7 a.m.
What?
Oh, it's not too
you
late.
You know Conway
to
will be there for sure.
That's a real turnover audience, though, right? Nobody who's running the 5K is going to the track in the afternoon, and vice versa.
That one guy with the cigarette for sure.
Yeah. And what do they do? They run around the parking lot?
Actually, they start. What do they? I think they start in the parking lot.
You're asking
they run
Doug
out.
Where they run?
Hey, come on! I could be a runner. I look like the favorite.
5K. Oh,
that's like a warm up for us.
Yeah.
That's nothing.
All right. So now you got a horse in the Derby tomorrow.
We do.
What is that horse called?
His name is Meeting with Destiny.
I'm Meeting with Destiny. Yeah. All right, I should remember that. And it's going to go off at 30 to 1. If for some reason that horse doesn't win, who's your second choice?
Wow, I never even thought about that. To be honest, with you. I haven't even thought that way. But if something crazy happens and we weren't the winner,
right?
A horse named Colonel John looks like a horse that should be the favorite to win, and he's actually a lot of people's favorite to go on and be a big shot at the Kentucky Derby.
All right, now Meeting with Destiny, what did that horse cost?
He cost, I think we paid $90,000 for him.
Is that right?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
So if it wins tomorrow, you get more than your money back.
We do.
You get 55% of the purse.
Yeah, with 75. Mark was pretty good in math. He sat next to some real smart people.
Almost $400,000.
Yep.
And the jockey gets 10% of that?
Yep.
So the jockey could make $40,000. Now, if the jockey, what is the jockey, let's say there's a, what is the Dubai race? Is that worth $5
million? Wow.
Six?
Yeah. $6 million.
$6 million. All right, so 55% is that, it's over $3 million. It's like $3,250, right? Let's say $3 million is what the owner takes home. And the jockey gets $300,000. What is the jockey that comes in second? What does he get?
He gets 20. They get what? A
10%
million two.
Of, yeah, million two.
Yeah, so 120,000.
Oh, I see. Oh, they get a million two. All right, that's actually a pretty good price.
Yeah.
What if the jockey comes in eighth? What does he get? $45.
A hug
gets,
from Doug.
Yeah, he gets a Greyhound ticket back to the States.
But
yeah.
But what is? I mean, like jockeys at Santa Anita, if they come in ninth, what do they get? They get $50.
I think yeah, about $55.
$55.
Yeah, yeah.
So the guy who wins gets $300,000. The guy who comes in eighth gets $55.
Yeah, that's a big.
Jesus Christ, man! No wonder these guys are so pissed.
They're angry.
Yeah, these
people.
Jockeys. We were out there at Santa Anita, and I was with my my daughter, and I can't remember which jockey this was, but I think it was Bayes. I think it was Bayes out there, and he just lost a race, and he seemed to be pissed because he was on the favorite. And he was wearing a pink outfit with green polka dots. And it was raining.
That's what Doug's wearing.
And we were sitting where the jockeys walk back to the paddock. And I was sitting there with my daughter, and she was petting the quarter horses there. You know, what are those horses called that walk the horses out there?
Yeah, the pony ride, the pony horse, yeah. Pony to post horses.
And so Baze walks by. He's pissed, and he's got the pink shirt on with the green polka dots. And my daughter's only 2.5. She goes, "Hi, clown." And he looks over, and I point at her. I'm like, "It ain't me. It's her, man." I had said nothing. You got to pick a bone with her if you like. All right, let's take some calls here for Doug O'Neill. Also, Mark Verge joins us from Westside Reynolds. These guys are two degenerates who, along with myself, have lost every which way you can at the racetrack. Tommy in Santa Ana, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
My name's Tommy. I used to live in Massachusetts for a couple of years, and three times I won trifectas, and I never gambled, and the only way I won was by picking out the goofiest names of the horses, and by each time I bet $2, I won $2.56, $2.63, and then $3.28, and each time after I won that, I just walked the hell out of there.
That's Mark's angle, too. That's the way, Mark.
Oh, my God. Is this my brother?
No. And I've never gone back gambling again. I don't go to Vegas. I live in Cali. I don't go to Pechanga. I work too hard for my money, man. I don't get into that at all.
Yeah, I know.
What's your address? We'll stop by.
All right, Bobo. I don't know what we can tell you, man, other than, you save all your money you were going to put in the track. Does that go right into booze?
Yeah.
All right, Bobo. Hi, thanks for calling with the one of the dullest stories on the planet. Andrew in Long Beach, 97.1 Free FM.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, I'd like to know if he can answer the question, how do you go about training a horse?
That's very easy. It only take about 30 seconds to answer that, right?
Just say, go.
Is that easy?
No, it's pretty simple. Actually, all these horses, they're bred to run, so it's pretty... You know, when you get a good horse, it's not that difficult.
Right, but when you get a bad horse, it's very difficult.
Yeah. You know, a chair and a long whip.
Right. Now, when you have a horse running and it wins, do you still get excited
for
the victory?
Yeah, whether it's the lowest class of horses or if you get lucky enough and get a big-time horse.
What's the biggest purse you ever got? Biggest score? The Preakness or?
Actually, the Japan Cup Dirt with a horse named Fleet Street Dancer. $2 million race in Japan.
Wow. Did you go there for it?
I did.
That's nice, huh?
Yeah. If you're over like 5'7", you're like a freak. People are looking at me like, what is wrong with that guy?
Shaquille.
I know Jerry's thinking about moving there just to fit in. But when you go over there, like to Hong Kong and Japan, those tracks are beautiful, huh?
Unbelievable.
There's no graffiti. The tracks here. Santa Anita, Del Mar, Hollywood Park, they're all pretty nice tracks. But I heard over there they're spectacular. They're all modern tracks, and they're just unbelievable. Especially the one in Hong Kong.
I haven't been to Hong Kong, but they say it's incredible. And they just run on the weekends, and they get like 100,000, 125,000 people there. And
right.
If you like cigarette smoke, and it's real quiet until about 2 minutes before the race, and then you just start hearing it, you can feel it building and building, and then just... They're going nuts, and it's a pretty wild experience every race.
All right, tomorrow is the Santa Anita Derby, and what race is that? In the 7th, 8th tomorrow?
It's early. Race number 6.
Is that right? Oh, the 6th race. All right,
so time to recover from the 5K.
Yeah, that'll go off.
6th race, 2:40.
Actually,
they got a brew fest going on.
Yeah, in the infield, right?
They got a wet T-shirt contest.
Oh, right?
I think so.
They haven't announced
it. Yeah, it's so
fantastic. They should do more of that.
They should.
Instead of the seminars for the women and the women trainers and women jockeys. All right, let's talk to take another phone call here. Anthony in Santa Monica, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me. I got a question. Is it Mike? I got a question for Mike. You know, your buddies, Mike, are making out to be a really skilled handicapper.
Mark. Oh, that's
Mark,
all right.
I'm sorry.
And my wife calls me Mike or her boyfriend Mike, but that's all right.
Okay, and then I happen to have a question for Doug. But so Mark, if the Westside Reynolds rental man were to go to Santa Anita,
That's a good idea.
How many lengths would he lose a race by?
He could win.
Who is that guy? That rental? Is he the guy?
The
that
rental
dances?
Man is the king of the world.
And he's
rental
the guy dancing at the Kings game.
Oh, is he the best? He drives everyone crazy. Rental Man was just on the UCLA game the other day.
Is that right?
He's amazing.
Complete freak. Completely free. Look, he doesn't get paid a thing.
Hey, all right. So tomorrow the purse is 750 grand, and it's gonna be they expect I think 40,000 or 50,000 people out there tomorrow.
Yep.
It should be fantastic.
Yeah, that guy's expecting a bunch. Wasn't it tough to get a box out there?
Yeah, it's tough to get a box out there. It's tough to get in the turf club out there.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's the hottest ticket in L.A. tomorrow. Forget the Lakers.
So get on out to Santa Anita tomorrow, and the races start at 12 o'clock, but get there a little early because I'm sure there'll be some lines. All right, if you have a question for Doug O'Neill, he's a great trainer out at Santa Anita, Del Mar, Hollywood Park, and the fairgrounds. Here are the phone numbers, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, let's say somebody had a couple of grand and they want to get into the game. They want to buy part of a horse. Can you still do that nowadays?
Oh, sure.
What do you need? What do you need? Conservatively, I mean, you know, you don't hope to, you know, win the Derby on the first horse, but you need 20 grand, 30 grand to get in.
No, you can start lower.
Yeah, you can. You need $60 to find an apartment. Little plug for Mark, but no. The beauty of this game, I think, is enjoying it with a group of friends. And you can buy a horse for $5,000, $10,000, get 5-10 guys together, and it costs about $2,500 a month for shoeing and just upkeep.
So. Is that's how much it is nowadays?
It's
$2,500.
Yeah, you got to.
If you use Doug, you can use coupons.
Yeah, I do take food coupons.
Yeah, you take Chuck E. Cheese coupons,
credit cards, whatever you got, I'll take it.
So that's that actually has gone up quite a bit. I remember, back in the '80s, my dad had a horse. I think it was like $1,000 or $1,200.
Yeah,
And that covers everything.
It covers the groom, the hot walker, the excise rider, the
vet, everybody.
The
huh?
vet. Yeah,
unless it has something go wrong. Unless it has a shin splints or it's bleeding from its, from its lungs. I guess that's a big problem, huh?
It can be. It can be. You know, the air quality in L.A. isn't the greatest. But generally, these horses stay pretty healthy. And now we got the new synthetic racetracks.
Working out?
I think it's fantastic. They had one little hiccup earlier in the year, but it's been unbelievable so far. And
how is that demonstrating it in the horse's health? You see a lot less of what?
You see a lot less injuries. You see horses running more often, a lot less injuries, and you're seeing a lot more fair races, horses winning on the front, winning from behind. You know, it's
right.
Generally the best horse in a race, if they don't get into trouble in the race, tend to run well. So it's I think it's been a huge plus.
Right. Who's the leading jockey out there now?
The leading jockey,
Tyler Bass.
He's one of them. Actually, right. Rafael Bejarano is unbelievable. And Garrett Gomez is unbelievable.
Yeah, and speaking of jockeys, I don't know if you heard this or maybe you saw this, but Chris McCarron's now going to be with TVG.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Starting,
that'll be exciting.
Starting April 4th.
I got a booster seat for the Jets. Yeah. Terrible.
Wow. Chris McCarron.
All right, let's talk to, how about Tom in Los Alamitos here on 97.1 Free FM. Hey.
Yeah, how you guys doing? Yeah. Doug, you're a great trainer, and I just wonder, I've worked at the track 42 years, and I just wonder if you do the throats on the horses as much as, as a guy like Mike Mitchell or that. I know he does almost all his horses' throats.
What does that mean?
Do the throats. Well, if they run bad, we'll cut their throats and take them out back. I'd rather not bring up
what
that.
What does that mean, do the throats?
Well, they do the surgery on the throats for the breathing instead of getting away from the LASIK, they do some type of surgery.
Is that
right? You're not familiar with it?
All right, please. Tommy, it's such an integral part of horse racing. Who gives a rat's ass?
Yeah.
Who does the surgery? What do you want, the doctor's name?
Yeah.
Is LASIK still popular out there?
It is, actually, and a lot of humans take it, too.
What is it for?
It's a diuretic. It helps horses that have bleeding problems, and it shows some effects for just helping them not bleed.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Tomorrow is Derby Day at Santa Anita. They expect 40,000 to 50,000 people out there. And I believe they're giving away T-shirts or something like that.
I'm going to take a little LASIK and do that 5K tomorrow. Actually.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Win that thing.
Some of the guys here need to be on LASIK. Jerry with that and his eating habits of his, man. A lot of cheese in that diet. All right. Meeting with Destiny is Doug O'Neill's horse tomorrow in the Derby. It's the sixth race. It's going to go off at 2:40. Are they going to nationally televise that nationally?
I think it might
national
be.
National television.
Is that right?
NBC. Yeah.
On NBC?
NBC.
Wow.
Bring it home.
Whoever wants to come to the paddock is welcome.
I like that
you
idea.
You do that?
Yeah.
Oh,
actually,
yeah.
Mark owns part of a horse in the second.
All right,
named
so
Harleen, and you guys are welcome to come to the paddock
there
and enjoy the day.
All especially right for the wet t-shirt contest.
Come out to the paddock. Where are you going to sit in? Front runners?
Probably hang out in the brew festival a little bit in the infield.
Yeah.
Grab a couple of brews.
Typically.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
no.
You
got to
see Doug O'Neill by the 10th race is always bomb.
What's right your name, honey?
520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Doug O'Neill, Mark Verge join us, and we're trying to figure out who's going to win this big thing tomorrow. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, call Tim Conway Jr. now. 520-9710.
520-9710.
The Tim Conway Jr. Show on 97.1 SoCal's FM Talk Station.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM on the eve of the big Santa Anita Derby. Doug O'Neill is here. He's a trainer. And Mark Verge, who is a degenerate like myself, and we're trying to figure out who's going to win that Derby tomorrow. O'Neill's got a horse in it called Meeting with Destiny. It's going to go off probably, the morning line is 30-1, and it could go off 40-50-1, huh?
Wouldn't that be nice? It'd be bet little, make a lot.
Yes. And then what's that horse you got in the second you gave me?
Harleen. Harleen's a winner.
All right.
We actually got two in there. We got another one named Success Fee. They're both nice, but Harleen's 20-1.
In the second.
Yeah, definitely should run. And not just because Mark owns part of him. He's sitting right next to me and he's a buddy.
Right.
But he really does have a big chance.
It's working out well?
He's training well. He's been off for a few months. We put some weight on him. He's got good energy and just training really, really well.
Now, when you train horses in the morning, you go out there and they clock these horses. Who's actually officially clocking them? Is there one dude that does it?
There's like three or four of them up in the press box. And you've got a...
Are they pretty accurate?
They're pretty good.
Yeah.
You can't... If you work a horse and you don't call him within 10 or 15 minutes, you get the old call to the principal's office.
Oh, really?
Doug O'Neill, please contact.
Because they want to know which horse that was.
Exactly, yeah. And they got a book full of all the... They know which horses are back there, so you can't really play many games.
Now, how many horses do you have?
I have about 60 or so.
60. Yeah. If I showed you a picture of one of your horses, could you nail it?
100%, of course.
100% of the time?
Nah.
Depends what she's wearing.
Now, could you look at a horse and go, Meeting with Destiny, that's Harley, you know them all by name?
Pretty much.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's a talent.
If
dude.
They're looking away from me.
All right, let's talk to Diana in Venice. You're on 97.1. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
All right. Great.
Listen, I love your show, Tim, and I love it that you talk about horse racing. We need all the support we can get.
Thank you, Beth.
Mr. O'Neill, I wanted to ask you, I'm a major Lava Man fan, and can you please tell me how he's doing?
Wow, that is awesome. He's doing fantastic.
It's over.
He's doing awesome. We turned him out for a few months just to give him a little vacation, and he's back in training, and we're hoping for a race on April 27th at Hollywood Park.
Is he a gelding?
Really?
He is a gelding.
Uh-oh.
She should come out in the morning and see
That's
him.
Why he's still
You're
running,
welcome
huh?
to come out. Yeah,
come
what's
out
your
in
name?
The morning.
My name's Diana. I'd love to come out. Actually, my dad, he's 86. We're going out to the track tomorrow. I'm doing the 5K. He's going to be at Clocker's Corner, and we're going to spend the day at the track. I mean, I never miss my birthday at Santa Anita Derby.
Bring your pops out, Diana. Yeah. Hollywood Park. Go to Gate 7 and have him page me and come out and see Lava Man.
Hey,
what birthday are you celebrating?
I'm celebrating the big 4-0.
Oh, good. All right. Excellent. All right. Hold on one sec. We'll get some information from you, okay?
Thanks.
All right. And you can go out and be Doug's guest out there and enjoy the horses.
Did I tell her I charge $100?
Yeah, it's $100, Diana. Bring the dough. All right. Let's talk to Stu in Riverside. You're on 97.1 Free FM. Doug O'Neill is with us from Santa Anita.
Oh, hello, gentlemen.
Hey.
Hey, it's a pleasure to talk to you, Mr. O'Neill. Big fan, longtime handicapper. Tim, longtime listener. I got a question.
Thank you, sir.
Regarding the new Polytrack surface. What do you think the ramifications are for handicappers, and what do you think of it overall?
I love it. As far as a safety angle for the horses, it's unbelievable. And obviously, without the handicappers, we don't have a game. So, I think we just need more time with it. And I think it is difficult trying to handicap some of these races on the new surfaces. But as we get more samples, you know, it'll become easier to handicap.
Hey, I got a tip for you tomorrow, Stu.
What's that?
Bet on a horse tomorrow called Lunch Hour. It goes off from, it's 12 to 1.
Well, I got another thing. I wanted to, you know. Santa Anita.
Thank you very much.
Lynette, like that. Look at that.
You know, with the biases, it was easier to handicap. And Del Mar's always been kind of tricky because of the sandy surface down there. Does this kind of like even out the track for everybody now? Or
no, that's a good question. So they changed the track at Del Mar as well.
They did. You know, we were just.
Did they fight that? I bet they did.
Not really.
No.
Because, you know, there was a few years there where a lot of horses were getting hurt, and it was just, you know, owners were starting to get out of the game, and bettors or fans were starting to, you know, walk to the exits because there's nothing more that we want than is safety for the horses. So
I heard also that there's only two people that really lose all the time at the racetrack. People who don't know what they're doing. And handicappers. Is that right?
Yeah, those are the only two.
All right, Pat, let's talk to Patrick in Ventura. You're on 97.1.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
Big time listener, big time horse racing fan, and I want to say hi to Doug O'Neill. I think he's an amazing trainer.
Wow.
And awesome. You know, I was told that YouTube raced with Lava Man and AP Excellent. I think it was a Hollywood Gold Cup.
Yep.
That thing was the best race I've ever seen in my life and the best call.
Well, I agree. Yeah, Vic Stauffer is a, you know, Trevor Denman, who calls a race at Del Mar and Sandy, is unbelievable. But Vic Stauffer, who does Hollywood Park, is a real underrated, great race caller.
So my question is, I've been doing these pick threes, little pick threes, bet small to win big, and I hit today. I did a $9 ticket. It was like for $200 some bucks. But I was just wondering if you guys had any picks, because I'm going to do a couple. I'm going to put your horse in the sixth. And with another horse, and in the fourth race, if you guys had any picks in that other stakes race with Surf Cat and Greg's Gold, I'm going to start my pick three in that race.
Well, if you call Mark's 1-900 number,
yeah, he's got all the time.
I love that El Roblar.
Oh, yeah. El Roblar,
I love that horse.
Yeah, El Roblar. I'm probably going to make it out tomorrow.
All right, well, go to the paddock and ask for Doug O'Neill.
Yeah, it's my girlfriend's 30th birthday. She really wants to go, but I live
in
Ventura,
so. Bring her out.
Yeah,
Doug gives such a great back massage for a birthday present.
Yeah.
And nothing, can we get some good seats up there tomorrow?
And nothing says I love you to the girlfriend like you getting really pissed that you lost all your dough.
I was going to buy you something, but.
Yeah, all right, get out there tomorrow to Santa Anita. It's located off the 210 freeway. You get off the Santa Anita exit.
Or Baldwin.
Or Baldwin, yeah. Baldwin if you're coming from you know, the valley. And it's always the same for me, though. I go out, and I usually don't do very well, but I have a great time while I'm doing it. And the chili out there, the food is terrific at the track. And both on the way to the track and on the way home, I'm in the diamond lane, usually by myself. That's another big gamble. That's like having $200 on a blackjack hand and you know, being dealt a 19. But it's a great time out there at Santa Anita. Tomorrow we'll be out there. Doug will be out there. Mark will be out there. I'll be out there with a bunch of dudes. And hopefully we'll kick ass tomorrow, you know. Who knows? Those pick sixes this year have been very exciting.
Actually, tomorrow, too, they have a guaranteed $1 million pool in the pick six tomorrow.
Yeah, I love when they have the guaranteed $1 million, and like 10 minutes before race time, it's at $650,000, and you see it on the board clicking away. And I'm sure that the guy who, you know, Santa Anita is like, well, let's just hold off for a couple more minutes.
There'll be a 10-minute delay in the start of the sixth race.
Yeah, we're just gonna we're having a technical difficulty here. We're gonna put this race off for just another 6 days. So if you want to bet the pick six, wander over to the windows. All right, thanks for coming in, fellas.
Thank you, Tim.
Doug O'Neill, Mark Verge. Tomorrow at Santa Anita, it's a big race day out there tomorrow, and we'll be out there betting those ponies. All right, coming up, we have Linda Salvin. Everybody, she is a psychic, and maybe she can tell us who's going to win the Derby tomorrow. And we'll pick her brain when we come back. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Are you out?